We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Riley County Commission Vice Chair Ben Wilson. A lot of discussion here on the police department shooting range and how that process is going to move forward. We're going to move on from that topic here. Certainly, you're welcome to call here if you've got any questions on that, but we'll move on here. I know we've got some other things to discuss here, including some recent discussion on budget amendments. And I know that that was, I think, last week you discussed that.
Yeah, the final vote was actually yesterday. The budget amendment can be a little bit confusing, so I wanted to take a couple minutes just to clarify. Typically, every year, we don't spend the full amount that we had budgeted, and we have extra carryover for the next year. And, of course, we have a number of different funds from the general fund, capital improvement fund, economic development fund, and several others. And so there were a lot of those that had extra cash carryover at the end of last year that we hadn't put into this year's budget. And with that extra money, we moved it around a little bit, like we transferred some from economic development to capital improvements, and then some from the general fund also to the capital improvement fund, and to, also some to the budget stabilization, emergency reserves. And so I think those were kind of the main driving factors behind the budget amendment. On paper, it looks like we spent more this year, but really those were mostly just the extra carryover from the end of last year getting shuffled around different places. And while we were at it doing budget amendments, we amended pretty much all the funds that had extra carryover from previous years to authorize us to spend up to the full amount that we already had in the funds. In effect, it's not really any increase in spending and certainly not an increase in taxes. But on paper, and if you saw the publication in the newspaper about the budget amendment, it does look like we're increasing the budget by a significant amount in certain areas. But really, that's just reflecting the carryover from the previous year.
Yeah, this has no effect on the mill levy whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that. And
is there any anticipation that that might happen again for the next upcoming year with some of this carryover from 2018? Do you think it might carry over to 2019 as well?
I want to say every year, but at least a couple years that I've been on the commission, we've had these budget amendments where, just reflecting the extra carryover from previous years. I think if we left everything in the same funds it was before, instead of transferring some of the extra into capital improvements, I don't think we necessarily would have to do a budget amendment if we spent less than we'd budgeted and everything, but especially when we're transferring hundreds of thousands of dollars between funds, we've got to do a budget amendment for that.
It's always nice when you find a little extra cash, isn't it? I know whenever I dig my coat out here for the first time in the winter and I find a little spare change in there, that's always nice. So it's kind of the same thing, but on a much bigger scale.
Yeah. And I guess I will say that when I started and ran for office, I guess I was under the impression that a lot of government employees and departments try to spend everything they're given to justify getting more money next year. And I was very pleased to see that's not really the case in Riley County. We have some really great department heads and everybody tries to get their budget under budget. And it's like a badge of pride that, we only spent 90% of our budget this year and now we can roll that over into the general fund next year. But there's that trust between the commissioners and the department heads. They feel comfortable doing that because they know that if they tell us these are our needs for next year, we'll more often than not, pretty much every time, give them what they ask for, knowing that they'll only spend what they need to for the big purchases. They'll come back anyway to more or less double check for permission from the commission to make sure they can spend the money even though it's in their budget. I think it's really good, the culture of trust between the commissioners and the department heads, that we trust them to do a good job with the money, and they're quite happy to do that and aren't worried about their budgets getting cut if they don't spend everything they asked for.
All right, fair enough. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have another caller waiting. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, thank you for your efforts, but leaving and all, what would you say to the people that are thinking about running for this office? about what to avoid, like the Koch brothers' school in Wichita, or what would you caution people about their thinking about coming in to replace you? Thank you.
Yeah, I guess I would say take the time to educate yourself and talk with the county department heads. I guess I describe myself as maybe the average conservative going into office, having certain assumptions about government not being run well. And those assumptions may well be true of state and federal government or some counties, but Riley County is really well run. And I was really impressed with that. Yeah, I guess I'd say take time to get to know the details of the specific office you're running for, if it's school board or county or city or state. Try to understand what the issues are and meet with people that are already working in those places, get their input on what the issues really are, and trying to understand the issues better.
Was this your first chance at holding a political office here? Or?
Yes. I was precinct committee man for 2 years before running, but it is technically a political office within the Republican Party, I guess. But I guess a couple other big takeaways I had are just really understanding local control better. I think a lot of people talk about federal versus state control of issues and maybe states' rights or federalism, but really, an even bigger issue is the local governments. I think decisions made closest to the people are best. You don't have to have a one-size-fits-all policy at the federal or even state level, and it makes a lot more sense to have the decisions made locally. But currently, there's a lot of power at the federal and even state level that kind of ties the county commission's hands. Cities and local governments don't have a lot of flexibility on a lot of things. For instance, one thing that bothers me is property tax being our main source of income. I don't think property tax is a particularly fair form of taxation, because you can have people with two drastically different incomes, maybe a retired senior on a fixed income, and then a businessman living next door, very different incomes, but as long as their house is the same, they're paying the same in property tax. And I don't think that's fair. Seems like a flat rate income tax would be more fair, in my opinion. But cities and counties aren't allowed to have income tax in Kansas, because state government has a lot of restrictions on how we raise income or raise revenue for the counties. And other fees of paying for what you use, like mortgage registration fee, is something that used to be that our Register of Deeds department brought in most of their own revenue by people who used their services, the mortgages being registered, and the state restricted our ability to collect that, and it's been phased out. So we've lost a lot of revenue from that, and it's transferred over directly into property tax increases. And so I think local control could actually make things more fair, and better decisions could be made rather than a lot of one-size-fits-all policies.
And I think a lot of people here, you know, rightfully so, maybe sometimes are critical of, you know, the federal government, state government. But you were talking earlier how well you see that Riley County is running right now as far as controlling their budgets, things like that. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here. But just to reassure that trust in local government here, what would you tell people?
Just that Riley County is really well run. You can talk to any of the department heads, talk with the appraiser. He's real easy to work with. If you think that the appraiser department has made a mistake on valuing your property, Greg McHenry is real easy to talk to and work with, and he'll either explain why his department has it right or be willing to reconsider if you can show something that they missed. And that's just one example. All the department heads have a value of customer service and good interactions with the public.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up here with Ben Wilson, Riley County Commission Vice Chair. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing.